Well, I think it's just the Kenyan government doing a gut reaction to some of the challenges that it has faced with the terrorist group of Al-Shabaab. And it is, you know, making some political decisions to probably appeal or show some of its constituents to what it would like to do.
Therefore, it seems a realization that perhaps the government knows that Al-Shabaab is causing problem in Kenya.
Well, it has always been causing a problem in Kenya, and some of the problems are from without Kenya, but a lot of the problems of Al-Shabaab also is within Kenya, and I think Kenya needs to realize that everything that's happening in the form of terrorism in Kenya is not coming from Somalia.
A colleague of mine spoke with a member of the Kenyan parliament yesterday, and the member of parliament indicated that he thinks that the attacks in Kenya are increasing because of the pressure that the Somali government is putting on them inside Somalia. What do you think?
Actually, that could be one theory, James, and I will not undermine that theory. But the other theory could also be that Al-Shabaab, with a small force in the region, feeds off of media attention. And this is one of the ways that Al-Shabaab really makes into the map of the world, by being covered by the world media when they do small things. So I think it could also be this Al-Shabaab's new way of ensuring to the rest of the world that they still exist. So whenever there is some challenge from somewhere, they have to throw stones at other places such as Ethiopia and Kenya, where they have cells, and nobody can deny that. So I think, yes, pressure could be one, but at the same time, this could be Al-Shabaab's method to publicize its work and its existence at this point.
That is a big challenge for the region, then.
It is a big challenge for the region, and Al-Shabaab is almost 20-plus years old, and they have existed, and they seem to continue to exist. So I think what has been lacking so far is a comprehensive approach to Al-Shabaab, other than the raw military approach, which has not been successful for over 20 years. So I think it's about time to go back to the drawing board and say, how can we address the issue of Al-Shabaab in the Horn of Africa? Now it's impacting directly. It's impacting Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia. And fighting against them has been going on for a while, but they're still there. So I think something beyond the military approach needs to be done.
But you know already there is a regional force in Somalia.
Yes, there is the Africa Union, and then there was a recent agreement between frontline states, including Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia, and I think Djibouti, to directly assist Somalia and create a pact against Al-Shabaab. So Al-Shabaab could even be reacting to that pact that they created, but that is still within a subset of the AU forces that have been in Somalia for the longest period of time. And Al-Shabaab is weakened, but still it exists. So I don't know why Kenya is now wishing that nothing would happen.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, James.